There's an interesting engraving on the base of the tower at the University of Texas. It says, "The truth will set you free." Kind of lifted out of context for a secular university where I would not be permitted to preach this gospel or tell you the truth of Jesus Christ. Yet it's at the base of their tower, which is their library. These words were spoken a long time before secular universities were ever created. The truth will set you free. The psalm that we were reading is actually a canticle from Daniel, from the third chapter of Daniel. Daniel chapter 3 in the Old Testament is a really important chapter. You will find, if you read the book of Revelation, that Daniel chapter 3 and Revelation work with each other. There was part of that chapter that is looking at the end times. But it's placed in the context of the Babylonian exile, when the Jews had been taken from Jerusalem and taken off to Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq, and made slaves of the Babylonians. And Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were chosen out of the group and made to be servants of the king. But first they were taught the language, given the best food. They were going to be prepared to serve the court of the king of Babylon. And at some point, then they were reported to the king, to Nebuchadnezzar, for maybe not doing everything right because they refused to worship his golden pagan idols. And they were hauled before him. And it's an interesting challenge for all of us. Is there something? Is there anything in your life that you would not do if you were threatened with utter, immediate destruction? So here he's saying, essentially, what can it hurt? You're in my inner court. You're serving. I got to have you doing what everybody else is doing. Just do it. Just worship this golden statue. In their words, there's no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white-hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up. And so he had them bound, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and bound and thrown into this white-hot furnace. And that psalm was, that canticle that we shared, was what was recorded from what they sang in praise of God while they were in the furnace. Now, three were thrown in, but the king himself witnessed that there were four inside. Looks like one of the son, like a son of God. We don't know if that means angel or what, but they certainly received God's protection when they cried out. And it changed the king's heart, and he had them brought out. He said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. And what we have in this reading is a supreme example of faith and obedience. It's a challenge for all of us. And in the gospel, Jesus is asking really not as much from those who are listening to him, just believe in me. You believe in God. I came from him. Just believe in me. But we see here a different kind of obstinacy. At first they say, we're children of Abraham. And a little farther in the argument, we're children of God. They refuse to find any common ground with Jesus. And yet he teaches them. And he warns them. You are doing the works of your father, which in another translation says, the devil. So they said to him, we're not born of fornication, we have one father, God. Well, they had just argued about being the children of Abraham. And Jesus says, if God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God and am here. But you've been trying to kill me. That can't be from God. There is no sin that comes from God.